the FAA will get to keep the doors open. Former Cessna VP Bob Stangerone has a new gig. And Pratt & Whitney makes a generous donation. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, September 14th, 2011. It looks as though the FAA will avoid another partial shutdown. With the latest temporary funding provision set to expire Friday, leaders in both houses of Congress are moving bills which include none of the controversial add-ons that resulted in the impasse that shut down the FAA in July. No such luck, however, on a long-term funding arrangement. Assuming this week's continuing resolution passes, it will be the 23rd temporary extension since the FAA's regular funding ran out in 2007. The FAA has put into effect the first of what it says will be several TFRs in New York City now through September 30th. The TFRs coincide with the 66th General Session of the United Nations. The first TFR is in effect from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time daily. Emergency and life-saving flight operators must coordinate in advance with the FAA operational manager in charge at the New York TRACON before attempting to enter the restricted airspace to avoid potential delays. Let's hope nobody at the UN has a heart attack and has to be airlifted. Bob Stangerone has landed on his feet. The former VP of Corporate Communications for Cessna, who served in that post from 2005 until his recent departure following Jack Pelton, has joined Embraer as VP for Corporate Communications for North America. He'll be based at the company's U.S. headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Gary Spulak, president of Embraer Aircraft Holding, observes, quote, "Bob's broad and deep global experience in commercial, military, and business aviation, his comprehensive understanding of the aviation industry in general, and vast experience with media management make him the perfect fit for this important position," unquote. Stangerone holds a commercial pilot's license with instrument and multi-engine ratings and is type-rated in several business jets. As a former flight and aerobatic instructor and charter pilot, he's logged more than 2,000 flight hours. Pratt & Whitney announced Monday it has donated $1 million to the National World War II Museum to help tell the story of America's experience in the war that changed the world. The company is also donating a twin Wasp R-1830-90D, an engine that powered several different World War II aircraft. Company President David Hess commented, quote, "We applaud the great work being done by the museum to honor and commemorate the courage, determination, and sacrifice of the greatest generation that won the war," unquote. The donation will be used in part to obtain and exhibit a Corsair, a World War II-era fighter made famous by Pappy Boyington's Black Sheep Squadron. The twin Wasp engine will provide museum visitors with a close-up look at the technology that powered thousands of aircraft during the war. Pratt & Whitney produced over 360,000 aircraft engines during the World War II era. It was also announced that Hess will be joining the Board of Trustees for the museum. The National World War II Museum opened in 2000 and lays claim to being the only museum in the U.S. that addresses all the amphibious invasions of World War II, honoring the more than 16 million Americans who took part in that global conflict. Still ahead, the Nemesis NXT Relentless is for sale on eBay. California RC modelers raise money to fight autism. And the author of the bill that created TSA wishes he had it to do over. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, September 14th. I'm Paul Plack. It's one of the sexiest-looking airplanes of all time. And now, Kevin Eldridge's Nemesis NXT racer Relentless could be yours during the Reno Air Races. As of early Wednesday morning, his eBay auction had attracted 12 bidders and a high bid of $125,100, less than the reserve. Kevin estimates the carbon fiber kit plane would take over $500,000 to duplicate. In his comments for the eBay listing, Kevin explains that he rebuilt the plane after an off-field landing, but has now decided to build a new one and prepared Relentless for her new owner. Quote, "Rather than replace the tweaked 540 Lycoming race motor I had abused for so long, I decided to install a Lycoming 720, normally aspirated, totally stock engine. While this has taken about 50 miles per hour from the top speed of 415 miles per hour I achieved last year, it has delivered the smoothest, most simple engine that I can imagine for this airframe. Flat out, it will still exceed 300 knots, but pull it back to 270 and you'll cruise for hours at 16 gallons per hour or less if you go up high. You will never land at an airport without drawing a crowd." Unquote. The plane will be available for inspection at the races in Reno, which start today. But don't dally, the auction ends at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. California's Woodland Davis Aero Modelers will host an event called the International Helicopter Scale Masters, Fly for the Cure for Autism. It happens over 3 days, Friday through Sunday, September 23rd through 25th, on County Road 29 north of Davis, California. The event will have many of the features of a full-scale helicopter air show. The event starts with a pilots meeting each morning at 9 a.m., wraps up Friday and Saturday with a 3D light show and music starting at 8 p.m., and closes at 4 p.m. on Sunday. The night flying will include lighted, highly aerobatic RC helicopters. Organizers tell the Davis Enterprise that model helicopter pilots and aircraft will come from as far away as Chile, Germany, Hawaii, and Florida, and will be joined by full-size helicopters and pilots from the local area. Organizers add, quote, "This area's first-of-its-kind fundraising event on behalf of autism awareness combines highly detailed radio control model helicopters with support from their full-size brothers in the skies near Davis," unquote. Scenarios will include rescue, water drop firefighting, law enforcement and military demonstrations, and flights of turbine-powered scale jet aircraft representing the Korean War era to the present. And finally today, in the wake of 9/11, there was an outcry for the U.S. Congress to do something. That's never a good environment for creating laws that will stand the test of time. And Representative John Mica, a Florida Republican, seems to wish he could get a mulligan on the creation of the Transportation Security Administration. Mica, who is one of the authors of legislation that created TSA, tells townhall.com he's disappointed at the bureaucracy and waste in the agency, and says it should have a maximum of 5,000 employees and focus on intelligence and monitoring threats. But despite the fact that the TSA has grown to more than 10 times that size, has a $9 billion annual budget, and is generally acknowledged to have a negative impact on the economy of the nation, believe it or not, that's not Micah's biggest gripe. It's much more basic than that. Quote, "They've failed to actually detect any threat in 10 years. Everything they have done has been reactive. They take shoes off because of Richard Reed. Passengers are patted down because of the diaper bomber. And you can't pack liquids because the British uncovered a plot using liquids. It's an agency that is always one step out of step," unquote. Mica says he wants screening privatized and feels that such a move could save taxpayers 40% off what they're spending now. So only one question remains. What is it that makes even veteran politicians like Mica think that creating a new bureaucracy will turn out any better than every old bureaucracy has? That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.